me read a little section from our gospel. And let's start our little message this morning by having us focus on something you may or you may not have ever thought about. When Herod, the king, heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. All of Jerusalem. 55,000 people in Jerusalem. At that time, that would have been the size of Joplin, Missouri, for something to relate to. Now, here's the question. How many wise men were there? We often say three, because all of the artwork shows us three. The gifts, well, they total three. But that has nothing to do with how many wise men were looking for the Christ child. And the thing to remember about that is, if they had that kind of an impact on a community of 55,000 people, there must have been a whole bunch of wise men searching for the child Jesus, just to leave us with a context. Now, the other context is the gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did that mean? Well, the gold symbolizes his greatness, symbolized his wealth, symbolized his power. I get it. Yeah, that's right. Now, frankincense, what was that all about? Well, at that time, if we went into a synagogue or into the temple, you would smell a certain odoriferous, kind of pungent smell that was burnt all the time as glory and cloud and grandeur. So you knew you were in the presence. When you had frankincense, you had the presence of God. Now, the final gift of myrrh. Where have you ever heard of that? Well, you hear about it when Christ is on the cross. They give him a mixture of wine and myrrh to deaden the pain. Myrrh was used as a material for embalming the dead. So in one little picture, by these gifts, you basically see the life of Christ. And here's what's so staggering about that. If you think about it, we're going to hear something in the very near future that's going to shock you a little bit this morning. Now, that is just kind of I picked that up and wanted to let you know this morning. This wasn't part of the message at all. The message is very simple. This is the end of the year. And, of course, years ago, this was really a great time. I can't really remember that, but many of you in the crowd can remember New Year's Eve parties that we were attending and had great times. That was prior to when all of us had to be in bed by 9 o'clock. But it was a time of reminiscence, perhaps, because many of us like to think about things that we want to do, things we want to accomplish, something that's important. Now, one of the things that I enjoy, I have this little black book next to my chair, and I visit with the kids on what are their dreams and their goals for the next year, and I write that down, and then a year or so later, I open that book, and it's kind of fun. Some things we do, other things we do not do. And why do we not do things? It isn't that our heart isn't good. It's at the fact that there are so many things out there that compete with our time and our ability. We are only human, and we have to remember that aspect. But something about writing down, one time a gentleman told me that if you can't write something down, you can't do it, which is probably true. So if you really are sincere about a goal, perhaps you may want to write it down. And these are all the various dreams. Now, there is one aspect about this that I would like to talk about today. And it's a blend. It continues with our story. At this same time, Joseph and Mary take the Christ child to the temple in Jerusalem. And there they come in the presence of two people, Simeon and Anna. Now, they've been there waiting for their entire lives to see the Christ child, to be in his presence. They can only imagine what it would be like to hold the Christ child, the ruler of the universe, the God of gods, the glory of glory. And they wait. And they wait. Anna waits 60 years. Every day she's there waiting. 60 years. Of waiting. Now, why were they there? And who told them? Well, God told them to be there. But you know what? He never told them when. They were just told to wait. To wait. And that is why we come to this place. And this is the great news that we should share on this very day. We no longer have to wait. You see the presence of God here today in two forms. Right now, you're hearing God's word. He's hearing what he wants you to hear. And in a few moments, we're going to come to the altar and have communion. Sacrament of the altar. You're going to have the very presence of God with you this very day. So we are not like Simeon and Anna. We no longer wait. We are going to be with Christ this morning here in your presence. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in faith through Christ Jesus. Amen.